Look at these hemispheres. Greek philosophers and the Portuguese navigator Magellan, who sailed the world in the 16th century on a voyage only to the east, had already learned that the earth is round. Moreover, in the same century, Copernicus developed and scientifically substantiated the heliocentric model of the solar system, which proves that the sun is the center of the solar system, around which the planets orbit. Interestingly, in all these years, they knew how to determine the age of the earth. 4.6 billion years! Around 1700, the earth was thought to be only 1 million years old, and in my time, just a few million years old. The hemispheres show that the surface was constantly changing. Please, step a tad closer. In the second hemisphere, for example, you see that water appeared on Earth very early on, just a few 100 million years after Earth's creation. The moon is similarly antique. But look, the third hemisphere shows how land grew in the middle of the oceans. And then it broke apart? The core of the Earth is restless and strong, so strong that it moves mountains. Well, that is what people still say today. They learned that due to the circulation of magma within the Earth's interior, powerful forces move tectonic plates that make up the outer layer of the Earth, or lithosphere. A pot to interpret Earth? The happenings inside the Earth can be compared to a pot of boiling water. Its interior is made of molten minerals, which you may better know as magma. Magma is heated at great depths and rises to the surface. There, it cools down and becomes denser and more weighty, so it sinks back into the Earth's interior. This process repeats itself. Convection, they name this circulation process. Remember this learned term when you see curtains swinging over a warm radiator in winter. The warm air rising towards the ceiling moves them. There is a lot of blue color on Earth. Just how did the oceans form? See here? The fourth sphere might be hiding the answer. The ocean floor. They see into the future as well. Well, here on the last sphere, they anticipate that the land will merge again into one supercontinent in 250 million years' time. If you are wondering what is hidden on the locker below, listen to the recording number 3. Otherwise, press recording number 4.